Shall we take it one more time?
Alright.
Alright, I'm Marty.
Fuck!
This is Marty.
That's me.
Yes, hi, I'm Dean. Thanks for tuning in to Marty and Me, episode one. Marty, I met your wife for the first time this morning.
Yes, I don't really understand how exactly that happened, and I was sitting in my house, which is where we're recording down in the basement, and so I think Dean's inside talking to my wife, and I'm like, how did that happen?
Well, let me go through. As a millennial, I do not knock on doors. I do not ring doorbells. I text. Mm-hmm. And if I text enough and nobody responds, eventually I call. But I texted you twice.
Yes, I was outside. You say you did, yes.
I texted you twice. There is a physical record that I texted you twice.
I didn't see
that. At which point I put my things down on your stoop, and I wait for you to see your text message.
Okay.
Like a normal adult human being would outside of somebody's home. At which point I have not met your wife at this point. Your wife walks into your gate and starts going up to the door. At which point I connect the dots. Oh, that must be Marty's wife going inside. At which point I say, hello, I'm Dean. And she turns back and hits me with the most scathing, okay? Which I've never been so deflated so quickly. You will role play. You introduce yourself. I'll hit you with the scathing okay.
I understand, but I don't want to abuse my wife.
No. When I tell you it was a perfect reaction to someone not being recognized on the street, it was hilarious. It was just okay.
So what?
So what? Who cares?
You want a medal or something?
Yeah, it was so funny.
Well, she knew you were coming, but, you know, and we've talked about you before.
I mean, I questioned everything in that second. I was like, does Marty live here? Is this Marty's address? I have been there, but I was just like, it really deflated me. Okay. So why should I knock on doors as opposed to texting? What is the intrinsic value of knocking on doors?
All right, first of all, I wouldn't knock on a door.
Okay.
I have a doorbell. I paid for that. It's there. It should be used. People come in, they ring the doorbell, and we talk to them, and we say, hi. And if we want to ignore you, we just ignore you. So doorbells were designed to be rung. That's what they're for. In multiple dwellings, you know, apartment buildings, it's required by law to have a doorbell. If no one's going to use it, why waste the money?
And that's what I'm saying. Why waste the money?
That's the law.
But these laws were all made before the advent of cell phones.
Well, then go change the law so we have to put the doorbell up.
All right, fine. I'm running for office.
Okay, that'll do it.
Comptroller? What does a comptroller do? Teach me stuff.
Comptroller?
Comptroller.
He just worries about the money.
So like an accountant?
Kind of like the city accountant.
Okay.
That's the mayor who's in charge.
Okay.
The city council that kind of like goes, it depends where you are.
Yes.
Oddly enough, in other places, mayor is a hired position, like in Connecticut.
It's a higher position.
Hired.
Yeah.
So there's like a city council, and they hire a mayor.
Yeah.
So the mayor's not an elected position. It's not. It's an apolitical.
Yeah.
So that way, it's more of an administrative job.
Well, that's why there's like places in the middle of this country where they have like dog mayors and stuff.
Dog mayors?
Are you not familiar with this phenomenon?
There are dogs.
I don't think it happens as much anymore, but there's like small towns across America where, because the town is so small and so much of the day-to-day business is being done by the city council, that as a PR stunt, they hire a dog. And hypothetically, they're like, Spot is, it's Mayor Spot. And then they take a picture of the dog in the mayor's office. And, you know, the mayor comes around and inspects the new fire hydrant or whatever. Yeah, are you really not familiar with this?
No.
Ryan, are you familiar with this? Dog mayor? You never heard this?
No. I can't say that.
I sound like a crazy person.
No.
Dogs can be mayors.
No, you don't sound like we're just proving it. But I think, you know, it's also impolite. I mean, you know, people's jobs, they work hard as mayors, and you're just saying it's a dog's job. It's horrible.
Well,
why don't you just solve the whole career like that?
Why don't you think, dogs are the only animals we give jobs to, first off?
Well, we don't pay them, usually. Well, they get
treats.
My son has this dog.
Okay.
What's your name? Oh, that's what I go. I forgot that for a second, but I will remember it. And we were out, and he said, let me give the dog a treat. So the dog's sitting in his apartment, and there's like a counter on the dog, and they presses a button on his phone, and suddenly food pops out. And the dog's like, ooh, food.
Yeah.
But the dog doesn't actually move. It's just like, this food, and why is this happening? It was just sad.
But that's dog capitalism. That's how capitalism works for dogs. They do things, and then they get treats, which is their money.
But, you know, the dog is just lying there on the couch happily, and it's like, someone's here to talk to me. And there's just no one there.
And then there was no one there, but he got dog money. But so, first off, cop shame. Dogs. Wow, you're right. That was sexist of me. Women can be dogs, too. the dog is a woman. Diana Ross, that's every woman. All right. Dogs can be women too. All right. I'm sorry.
Are you saying women are dogs?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they can be, because dogs can be whatever they set their minds to. Let me finish what I'm saying. There's dogs that are cops. There's dogs that are in the military. There's CAI dogs. Those are jobs. Those are jobs that they have to do. So dogs can have jobs.
What's your point?
My point is, a dog can be a mayor. If mayor is such a symbolic gesture in this hypothetical small town, right?
Yeah.
Then why couldn't it be a dog?
Well, you also said that one of the first things a dog should do would be inspect a fire hydrant. That's just insulting.
Why? That's adorable.
It's adorable to have a dog pee? Do you want to have a job?
It's adorable for if your dog is the mayor to bring it around and have it do dog stuff and mayor stuff at the same time. Yes. I think that is adorable.
If
you're like, oh, the mayor's here to inspect the new dog park, and then you let the mayor dog walk around in his little dog tie, that's adorable.
Yeah, but then you watch him pee. That's not polite. I mean, if you had a job...
First off, I know he just sniffs the fire hydrant. Everybody goes, ha, 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 mayor dog, fire hydrant. The pee is implied.
Well, what if he has to go?
Then that's even funnier. That is funny.
You're basically taking a basic biological function and you're telling me that it's funny that the dog is...
You don't think it's funny? The fire hydrant dog connection you don't think is funny? That's classic comedy.
It's not comedy. It's a dog peeing.
That is comedy.
It's a dog peeing.
Really?
It has to.
One of the first things you learn, as in pop culture references, is fire hydrants get dog pee on them.
Well, the first thing you learn in New York City is don't eat the yellow ice.
There you go. And that's also about pee. Well, and that's not intrinsically rude, is it?
No, because
why is a dog peeing on a fire hydrant such an affront?
You told me that it's funny.
It is funny.
It's not funny. If you have to go pee yourself and you go by a tree, you get arrested.
Sure, because that's not funny. But a dog peeing on a fire hydrant, if I'm wearing a dog costume and I pee outside on a fire hydrant, I'll still get arrested. That doesn't mean it's not funny.
That means you have some issues.
That means I have some issues that I'm working through.
Yeah.
I got some stuff going on,
I suppose.
But also, a dog peeing on a fire hydrant is funny.
Why?
I can't explain to you why. Why is slipping on a banana peel funny?
It isn't. It's painful. Now, a dog, you know, a dog peeing, you know, in the winter especially, you freeze. That's not funny.
Okay, now we're just bringing in other hypotheticals. First off, a dog pee stream frozen to a fire hydrant, funny. That is funny.
Not to the dog.
That is funny. I'm talking hypothetically. In real life, yes, that's a problem. But if you see a dog with a frozen pee stream on fire hydrant, that is funny. That is funny.
And the dog's trying to get away.
I'm not talking about a real dog.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
Thank you. Because there are certain things that we accept are funny as a society. We accept dogs being on fire hydrants funny. Slipping on a banana peel, funny.
It is not funny, it's hurtful.
That is funny.
It hurts.
Sure. That doesn't mean it's not funny.
There's an insurance claim.
Yes, you're bringing reality into what... First off, if you called your insurance and say, hey, I slipped on a banana peel and broke my leg, the first thing they're going to go is, that's funny.
No, they train not to do that. I like dogs.
Sure. Nobody's trained enough. First off, slipping on a banana peel, hilarious. There's a myriad of things. Opening up the garbage can and seeing fish bones and a fish head and bones, that's how you show that it's stinky, right? Or are these just cartoons? Do I just live in a cartoon world? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's your generation.
If you have a first off, if you have a mare that's a dog, that is already hilarious.
Because
it's a dog with a person job, and that's funny.
But what about the person who wouldn't have the job? It's like.
Why does he need the job? If the job doesn't do anything, why?
Well, I mean, obviously, the mayor job
does. Nothing in the rule book that says dog can't be mayor. First off,
it's just known. A mayor, you know, it's just wrong. It's not nice that's and you're insulting all mayors. Well, no, I'm politicians.
Why? First off, they'll get over it.
Well, they may be annoyed by it.
Good. I hope they use that to enact real change. If a mayor is so offended that a dog can have his job, I don't want that sensitive of a person in politics.
Well, you know.
First off, I think all politicians should be dogs. I think that would make for a better society. Because all they want is streets.
They want streets, but we have people, you know, then you don't get bike lanes and things like that.
Sure. Well, bikes are done. Bikes are illegal immediately.
What's wrong?
Mailmen. The mail system crashed.
You know, Amazon has this new system where they have like this bike like van that drives around designed to fit right on the bike lane.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, I sort of the Amazon people about that. And one thing they do, which is very nice, which is not like the radio delivery people like run away when they get you. Mm-hmm. And they like have all kinds of identification on their stuff. So if we do a bad thing, you could find us. So Amazon nice about that.
Okay.
They're not hiding themselves. So, and my wife did get hit by a unicycle once, motorized unicycle.
Got hit by a motorized unicycle?
Yes. She was crossing the street, motorized unicycle hit her with a person on it. It's like an overage hipster going the wrong direction on the road.
An overage hipster.
This actually happened.
Get a car. You're an adult.
Well,
that's what I have to say to that hipster.
Yeah, but the hipster listened to kill my wife. He hurt her wife. And then for the year, my wife was unhappy and it hurt. In pain.
Okay.
And he just kind of disappeared. I think his punishment should have been giving his cell phone number 24-hour access for a complaint.
It is a good punishment. Now, what I'm about to say is going to upset you, and I'm sorry about that in advance. It's very sad. I'm going to say it. It's very sad that your wife got hit by a motorized unicycle.
Yes.
Having said that, that is kind of funny. Abstractly, it is funny for somebody to get hit by a unicycle.
Now, if it was a unicycle, let's say with a hippopotamus with a little dress on him, that could be funny.
That would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
That would be very funny. And it would be a very sad funeral to go to because I would have to pretend not to laugh.
No, no, she didn't die. She just...
No, I know she didn't die. But if you got hit by a hippopotamus with a tutu on a unicycle, hippopotami, I believe, is the plural of hippopotamus, hippopotami?
I don't know. Hippos.
Hippos are very heavy.
We know that.
So, if a hippopotamus is riding a unicycle and lands on somebody, they gonna die.
Okay.
But if they're on a unicycle with a tutu, that's a little funny.
Now, I want to go back a little bit, and if Ryan could maybe chime in on this, do you think maybe it would be interested in why my wife didn't want to let him in the house? He's already insulting her.
I'm not insulting her. I'm saying getting hit by a unicycle is funny.
She was in pain.
Here's something that happened to me.
Don't change the subject.
Fine. You're right. She's in pain. And that's sad. And I did qualify by saying that is sad. And that I do feel for her.
But having not said that, but you're making
having
a joke
said that, no, I'm not making a joke out of it. I'm saying it is subjectively a funny thing to get hit by a motorized unicycle. If that happened to me, I would be in pain, and I would eventually realize if I saw that happen to a stranger, it would be jarring. If I saw that happen on a TV show, I would laugh.
Well, that'd be sad, probably.
Yeah. But there are things that happen in real life that are funny if you remove the real life aspect of them, much like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
Or like a person like slipping on a banana and breaking their skull.
That's funny.
That's not funny.
That is funny.
It's you, as your favorite for saying is, it's hurtful.
Sure, yeah. Realistically, if I slipped on a banana peel and broke both my legs, it would hurt, and I would be in pain, and it would be very sad.
Okay. Well,
it would be funny that the cause of it was that I slipped on a banana peel.
All right, let's go with something that we could probably agree with.
Okay.
Abusing people that live in New Jersey, because they live in New Jersey, is always funny.
Always funny.
Yes.
You can always make fun of people who live in New Jersey for living in New Jersey.
And they usually are appreciated, and they laugh themselves. Said, you're right, I'd rather not live there either, but
I am.
So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, people that are, like, proud to live in New Jersey, also funny.
Well, that's a whole other issue. They're proud that we're complaining about it, you know. And so you know, I just tell you, we volunteered this kayaking program, which is the Hudson River.
Yes.
And people from New Jersey come there. And we tell them.
And they have the big chains and the stuff in their hair.
No. They're
all wearing track suits.
That's typecasting New Jersey people. There are all kinds of people of all kinds that you can't tell what they
are. Why can't I? See, now you're telling me I can't make fun of people from New Jersey blatant Sopranos reference.
Exactly.
They're all obsessed with ducks.
No.
All their wives are named Carmella.
So I don't know, but that's not
the actors that play them have a rest stop named after them.
This is not what we're talking about.
Fine, go ahead. So people from New Jersey come in on the kayaks.
They, no, they don't come in on the kayaks, but they come on the kayaks. We shoot water out of them to make them go away.
Yes, so, fair enough. Good call.
So basically, I have my shtick. So which I live to tell everyone my shtick. So it becomes the kayak program.
Now, are you sure you want to burn this material here? If you do your kayak material here, you're not going to be able to do it in your special.
If I, well,
I just want to make sure. All
right. Well, I don't know. Should I tell people the kayak?
I mean, you should tell people to hang out at the kayak. I don't know if you, because then here's the thing: if you do your kayaking shtick now,
yes,
when they come to the kayaking and then you do the shtick, they're just going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I know that.
So you don't want to burn your kayak material here.
No, but I don't know they listen to the podcast then.
Sure, but they also will expect you to do it. They'll expect, like, if you don't feel like doing the shtick, then, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, here's your sign.
But then they know what they come to expect. It's kind of like eating at McDonald's. It's not good, but it always tastes the same. But there are the...
It does not always taste the same. Every McDonald's does not taste the same. I have eaten at McDonald's across this country. They are similar, but they are not the same.
And you told me the people that cook the burgers, you call them artisans.
I do call them artisans, yes.
The McDonald's people that flip the burgers are...
Yes, these are artisans. I think that these people are artists. They have to work in a certain set of parameters, and they make it their own. That is art.
No.
Hey, time real quick. I propose that... I hope me interjecting is okay, but I just got an idea, and I was like, I got to get it out now. Taste test, next episode.
Two different McDonald's.
No. Four different McDonald's. And we'll try to get some from different states if possible.
Ooh. We'll have to do is you'll have to bring it McDonald's in from Queens.
The Bronx.
The Bronx.
Somebody get it from Brooklyn, and then we'll get to... We should do one from each borough.
Yes.
Except Staten Island.
Yeah. We're not going to McDonald's there.
So we're gonna, it's the five borough burger test.
Yes.
Four borough burger.
No, challenge. We said ours should not be left out.
You want to go to Staten Island?
You want to go over the Verrazano Bridge?
I could do that.
At McDonald's?
I have a car.
This is a very funny idea. Yes, we will be doing that. Tune in next episode for the five borough McDonald's challenge.
But how are we going to know? The problem is they're all going to get cold. You know, we can't like rush them in.
That's true.
I don't know. Let's figure out mechanics.
So what's... Yeah, okay. Keep... Watch this space for the five borough challenge. How... I mean... Blade is the helicopter lift, right?
What?
There's a lift for helicopters called Blade. Are you familiar with this?
I think you're making this...
No, up. It's real. There's a rideshare thing for helicopters.
I've heard of it, but I thought it was like just another Uber like option.
I think it might be owned by Uber. But you can call basically an Uber for helicopters.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
Where would they land?
On a helicopter pad.
Well, do you have a helicopter pad?
Well, they would... I assume you call it from helicopter pad to helicopter pad.
But then what's the point? I don't have a helicopter pad.
A lot of people do it to get to the airport. Because then you land on the helicopter pad, and then you go through like a special faster security to get onto your airplane faster.
It's another elitist kind of
argument. I've never done it.
I mean, if you're probably elitist about this, I...
All I'm saying is...
If you're elitist...
First off, you're calling me an elitist. You won't even call the McDonald's employees artists. So you can go ahead and put that right back in the bag.
And you won't ring a doorbell. You're too good for that.
It's not that I won't ring a doorbell. It's, first off, I have an infant child. So when people ring my doorbell and my child is asleep, I'm pissed off.
You know we don't have children here.
Yes, I know. First off. Second off, ringing the doorbell is such like... If we're friends and I have your phone number, why would I ring the doorbell when I could just text you and say, hey, I'm here?
Then let's say I don't have the phone with me, or I have the sound off. I have no idea to call.
So let me ask you this, because you're of a certain generation. Of a certain generation, which is the nicest way I'm going to call you old today. So when somebody calls you,
yes,
right, you ask them where they are on the cell phone?
No.
Why?
I don't care.
So that's because you had a home phone growing up. If I called Ryan, I'd be like, hey. He'd be like, hey. I'd be like, where are you? And he would tell me. Because we've done most of our phone conversations at this point in our life from mobile phones.
Now what if Ryan's with his other girlfriend and doesn't want to play days there?
Then he goes, I'm out. I'm in this. First off.
You should make your friends first laugh.
How did you know I was polyamorous? How did you know that? Is my
well, you
question.
Have a ponytail.
That's true. You guys are polyamorous.
So.
Although the picture you showed me had really long hair. So.
Yeah. I mean, look. First off, thank you for the heads up. I got to talk to you about some stuff. second off. If I call somebody and I go, where are you? They don't need to tell me what they're doing. They just need to tell me where they are.
But if they don't want to tell you, then you're making them lie immediately. So it's not a good relationship.
But then just say, I'm out. I'm here. I'm in this part of town.
Why do you care where they are? What you really want to know is, can you talk?
What are you up to?
No, can you talk is what you really want to know.
Well, if they couldn't talk, they wouldn't answer the phone.
Well, if they thought it was an emergency, then they'd be nice to you.
Then I would call twice.
No, they wanted to be nice to you, and they picked up the phone. And then you're like, you say, oh.
Well, then very quickly the conversation would go, hey, where are you? I'm here. That's cool. Hey, I'm actually in the middle, so I'm going to call you back later. Sure.
Click.
So why waste where you are? Just say, can you talk? Is that really what you wanted to know?
I mean, I like to know, because, like, what if they're close? What if they're far? What if they're somewhere, I don't know. Where are you is a very common question in a phone conversation.
Shut it back.
It's not an uncommon thing to ask.
It doesn't matter where you are, as long as you can answer the phone. I mean, it's not like, you know, the people go, hello, this is the dean's residence, and then they say,
First off, I would love it if somebody answered their phone this way. I would love it if somebody answered it was like, hello, the dean's residence. That would be hilarious. And also very funny.
And then you could say, oh, Jeeves. Here's the phone. You know,
what a hacky butler name.
I know.
You could have done better than that. I'll give you another take. Name your butler again.
Edgar.
Better.
Okay.
Much better.
Okay. So I don't know, but the whole point, like, when you go to someone's house, people pay good money for the doorbell. Just ring the doorbell.
I'm not going to ring the doorbell.
You have to ring the doorbell.
I won't. I won't, and you can't make me.
You may just stand out there for a really long.
That's
time.
Fine. Eventually, you're going to be like, where's Dean? I should call him. And you'll look at your phone, and you'll see that I'll be like, hey, I'm outside. Please let me in. There's a pack of coyotes out here. They're looking at me sideways. Oh, my God, they're biting me.
You called my wife a coyote?
What?
She's the one who's staring at you.
No. Don't do that.
She was staring at
you. This is because you're mad about the unicycle comment. I take it back. I can tell that it hurt your feelings.
You said it.
Yeah. I take it back.
Like, we also had earlier this season, we had a rat problem in our yard. So, like, when it really, it's a weird little, so we have this weird flooding problem on our lot, which is why we hate our council person. But, and so, she got elected again, but we shall not say.
See, dog council person.
Wouldn't do anything. All right, now.
But then you could make your own rules. What it really is you have a dog mayor because it helps with small town.
I was telling my rat story.
Go ahead. You're right. I interrupted you.
I don't want to hear about dog things anymore. It's enough of the dogs. So, you know, so we had this rat started appearing. So in our yard, we have this like tree and we had a backup problem. And then we did this, like, we did a colonoscopy of the house, which is this pipe, this camera, and ran it through the pipe. And we noticed there's a problem in a certain spot in the pipe. So we had it, and then we decided that we should have to take a look at it from the outside. But to get to the garden, we didn't want to rip everything apart. So we had this guy come with a crane and he Googled back home and he pulled up the tree and he dug it out, and we figured out that, you know, I had the sewer line replaced several years ago, and they didn't do all of it. It's just a little bit cracked, and that was the problem. So we fixed that. But then we filled the dirt back in, but there's a little hollow space between the concrete next to the house and, you know, the ground. We filled it in, we put the tree back in, everything, we're happy. And then, so the rats appeared, and I realized what really happened is there was a little hole, because it rained, and the rats came down and said, look at these ceilings, it's a great place to live. That thing all, it left like 12-foot ceilings and a wonderful place to sit and get views and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they camped in, and then we had to deal with that other matters, which we won't talk about. It's painful, but it was terrible watching that. They thought they were tough, but I won.
So, well, you could see that if you saw a rat,
yes,
and you went, eek, and jumped up on a table, and you're like, get it out, that's funny.
Why is it funny? I mean, it's like...
I can't explain to you why that it's funny.
Why is it
I
funny?
Need you to confirm that it is funny.
Well, what was funnier is when I was skiing... This is actually funny. This is a true story. So, my friends and I went...
Wait, the other one wasn't a true story?
the rats?
No, that one. you preface this next story with this one is a true story.
No, I'm talking about your untrue story about the rat and me pulling up my address and going, get away. That didn't happen.
That would be a hilarious thing to do if you saw a rat. That's the funniest thing you can do when you see a rat.
Yeah, well, I don't wear rats. I do that.
So. You don't know. You do it with the bottom of your... You go, eek!
Perhaps the eek?
Yes, eek is part of it.
Is it important?
Yes. That's how you got to do the whole thing. What, you want to hop up on the table and be like, a mouse? Well, that's not fun. Eek is fun.
No, get away from me. Hey, get away from me. I don't need you.
Yeah, New Jersey.
Oh, that's
perfect. That's a New Jersey guy. Perfect. What? Okay, fine. What's...
I'm telling my story. So we went skiing in Vermont.
Yes.
And so we went skiing in Vermont, and we had, you know, a bunch of friends. This is back in my wild old single days. And this is, we were Madden. And so we're in this motel room, and we open the door to the motel room, and a mouse crawls in and runs in. Everyone's like, and all these guys in their 20s are like on the bed, scared to death. The mouse. The mouse's like, hey, I'm cool. And the mouse, like, climbs up the...
I like that you gave the mouse a little accent.
Well, he's a cool guy. You know, he's fine. So, and he's like, oh, cool. And so then we discover things that mouse can do that they don't talk about. The mouse, like, crawls up the curtain. I'm like, well, if you can just crawl up the curtain... Then, you know, then the mouse being like, oh, the mouse being lit is perfectly useless.
Yeah. Jumping up on the table is actually not necessary.
Even though that wasn't it.
Well, I'm telling you about in the classic.
Yeah, but this is the reality. So we try to get rid of the mouse. So we had cookies. So I put the cookies down and on the floor, mm-hmm. and then we put the ice bucket and we waited. And this guy, like, and then one of the guys said, the mouse starts eating, cover the ice bucket.
Okay.
And we're happy. Then my friend says, oh, let's see what happened. He opens it up. And the mouse just falls out. Like, you know, idiot, you let the mouse out. So we get smarter and said, all right, we'll open the door. So we open the door. We need the cookies outside. And we wait. The door open. And we watch the mouse crawling. Well, so the mouse goes outside. I go and slam the door. I turn around. The mouse is, that's the mouse in the room. I slam the door. I jump on the bed, and we wait.
And some ass. You know what happened.
So this is a point where in life, don't be indecisive. Make a decision, and go with it. The mouse decided to go back out. And the same time the door closed. It was not a pretty sight.
So you squished the mouse in the door.
Well, I just saw a tail. So I suppose that's what happened. And we left there. So that's cool. Not even have the mouse anymore. This way, it's a sad story, actually. But it's entertaining, nonetheless. But then... Oh, because you know that I would be abusing you right now, and the more I talk, the more I cut a hole for myself to go.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I know what you're doing.
What are you talking about?
I know what you're doing.
I'm not giving you, room. You wanted to tell your mouse story.
No, now you shut up when I said
that. Yeah, you said you wanted me to tell you, I'm not going to interrupt your mouse story when you killing a mouse.
I don't know that it was killed, I just saw
you just saw that it was...
There was a tail, it was sitting there. Mm. It could have just gotten...
And you think that gives you plausible deniability in this murder?
Just it is a murder. The mouse just,
Now you're denying that it's a murder.
The issue is the mouse made a bad decision, and this is about being made
sure. Sure, yeah.
In life,
it's the mouse's fault.
Absolutely. If the mouse decided to come back in.
You put the cookies out, right?
Well, that was to get rid of them.
Because you wanted to get rid of them.
We were trying.
From the beginning, you wanted to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we couldn't sleep because the mouse had, crawled to bed with us.
Couldn't sleep because you just wanted this mouse out of here so bad you'd do anything.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. I rest my case. This man is a mouse murderer.
We did it. I did it.
Yeah. You would break on the stand so easy.
The mouse was Stratton, by the way, to murder
him. Mm.
And then we killed the mouse. We left it for someone to clean up because
that's messed up.
What was I gonna do? We'd have. We had a mouse problem also in the house here in Brooklyn, and one day one mouse goes this way, the other mouse goes that way. We had an au pair.
And what's the difference between a mouse and a rat?
Oh my God.
Is it size? Is it general vibe?
It's a different animal. And rats are meaner.
Okay, so it's vibe.
Rats are, well, they're just different animals, but rats are mean.
Like if a mouse is an asshole, that's a rat.
No, because they're much bigger. Rats are bigger.
Rats are bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger.
So my office was just down in the basement, which you've seen.
Yes.
And so we have this door down in the basement, and the rats decide to search. They scratch their way through the side of the door.
Gross.
Exactly. And so they're in there. They come in the office, and they're hanging out down there. And we're like, we have to get rid of these racks. And there's no, the only way to do it, we fixed it, we put a new door in. And we put concrete in and wire mesh and everything, we put it in. And that, and we go back, I come back home, and Laura says, well, what happened to the racks? Still in the building. What are you going to do? Don't make them go back. So I get my little glue rat traps, and I go back. And the most disgusting thing I ever saw it happen, the rats had been trying to scratch through the concrete into the wire mesh to get out. Listen, is there any side?
Oh, wow.
That's creepy.
That's gross.
So we put in...
We can talk about it, literally anything else.
We're a cafe, so we put the rat.
Well, I'm going to tell one more rat story.
No, I'm not telling my rat story. So
this is the same rat story? The rat is in the wall. I know where the rat is.
On the wall. It's in the building somewhere.
It's in the building.
And so we put glue traps out. We got the rat. And then like one of his little rat friends, I assume, like decided that'd be fun and ate his parents. So they got rid of that rat. They're not nice animals.
Rats aren't.
Well, maybe I shouldn't generalize, but the ones that I met weren't nice.
What would you do if a rat is nice? Is that just a big mouse then?
It's just a nice rat. But I don't think that happens. I think they're just mean. Yeah.
Is it mean just to be living your natural instinct, though?
Well, you think your friend's brains doesn't sound very nice to me.
Yeah, because there's no moral. The rat doesn't have morals.
How do you know it doesn't have morals?
Because if it had morals, then it wouldn't eat its friend's brain.
Well, maybe it was saying, the poor guy's going to die because it's a suck of the glue trap. So let's just...
Maybe he's mercy killing
it. Exactly. That's probably what happened. I guess.
You know what? You're right. That is probably what happened. One rat saw another rat trapped and was like, I can't let him go out like this.
So
I gotta do something. But also I'm hungry. There's only one thing I can do. I wish there was any other path forward besides eating this other rat's brain.
Alright, well, let's eat the brain.
I can't believe you don't think McDonald's tastes different. If you go to two different McDonald's, they taste different.
Well, because of different rats.
Gross. No, please don't ruin McDonald's for me.
You know,
now Taco Bell, that might taste the same.
Well, I have more rat stories.
Let's pivot from rat stories.
Oh, all right.
We could not do any more rat stories because they're gross and icky.
It's not very nice.
They are.
The animals.
They're, you just called them mean.
I don't remember saying that.
No, look at you. Backed into a corner, much like a rat.
I don't remember saying that at all.
Oh, wow. So no, you're denying it.
Absolutely.
Play back the tape.
Who are you pointing to?
That's not how the cameras work.
That's not how the cameras work.
I can play it back when I upload it.
There's really no one there.
Yeah, I know.
I have no idea.
I was doing that, so if we edit it later, it can go back and...
Are you hearing voices?
Whatever. Okay. We're not going to edit this out. It's so much funnier than I just pointed to the camera and looked like an asshole for no reason.
There's no one there.
So, Taco Bell. Do you think Taco Bell?
Ryan went out for a break.
What is your fast food choice? You're on a long road trip. Where are you stopping? Is it McDonald's?
I like Bugles.
Bugles? That's a snack. I'm talking about a fast food drive thru.
I don't know.
You don't have a preferred one?
No, we stop at, like, you know. Well, now the fast food places are becoming things like, I like Bear Burger and these fancy places.
Bear Burger? What is Bear Burger?
Very close to you. There's one across the street. It's so expensive you have to, like, take a mortgage of your house to actually pay for the hamburger.
Okay, but that's I'm talking fast food drive.
I know, like I could have this, what was it? What's the burger? I forget names of things. So we go to San Luis to do the Miami Laws, and they had a Burger King in the airport.
Okay.
And the Burger King's not there anymore. They now have a fancy
Burger Five.
Yeah.
Or a Five Guys.
No, it's even fancier. They took it away. It's just gone. They put another burger place. Now there are long lines, you know.
In the St. Louis airport.
In the St. Louis airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you would have eaten a Burger King.
I don't know.
Fine. We'll play out the hypothetical even further.
Well, I don't,
there's five fast food restaurants on a street. You haven't eaten anything. You have to pick one. There is a McDonald's, a Burger King, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, and an Arby's. What do you choose?
I like Arby's.
You like Arby's?
Yes.
Wow. This didn't have a wrong answer, but it does, actually. Arby's? Roast beef?
Very tasty.
You trust a roast beef at an Arby's?
Ugh. What do you think of it, sliced wrap?
I think it's just, deli meat in general is a gamble almost anywhere you go.
Oh, like chopped up? Broiled meat is, or fried meat.
Hold
is.
On.
We don't even know what's in that chopped up meat.
We'll back it up. First off.
Sometimes they find, like, rat pieces in them.
Sure. All right.
keep trying to bring rats into the
conversation. We're not talking about rats anymore. We're done with rats.
I thought you were on break.
So, you're going to do Arby's. So, we take Arby's away. What's next? McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Wendy's. What are you going next?
Arthur Teachers.
What? That's not an option. There's four fast food places.
I don't want those.
I know you don't. That's why I'm trying to figure out which one you hate the most and which one you like the most. I already know you like Arby's the most.
Those, yeah.
Okay. So, Arby's is gone. Now you have to choose between McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell.
I go for Maya.
What?
Maya.
Who's Maya?
Maya Taqueria.
What is that? That's not one of the options.
I don't like those options.
I know you don't. That's why you have to choose them. That is where the inherent conflict of this conversation is going.
I'm going to go somewhere else. I'll go somewhere else. What's the big deal?
Wow. What a fun take that is.
I'll just go somewhere else. I'll wait.
What a cool way to answer that question.
Or I'll go back.
Would you eat at McDonald's or Burger King? Choose one.
Yeah. I just go with American cheese sandwiches.
Have you ever worked in a fast food place?
I have not.
Neither have I.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's not true. I worked at a place called Pita Pit, which is like Subway for pita sandwiches. I worked at a pita pit.
Was this in Alabama?
This was in Alabama. This was in Auburn, Alabama, where the college is.
Wow.
Yeah, I worked there.
They have pita bread in Alabama. I don't know much about Alabama.
Wow. This is what, you don't think they have pita bread
in Alabama? I don't know much about Alabama.
I love it when people from New York talk about what they think Alabama is like, because they're like, wow, you have electricity and books? Crazy. It's not that bad. It's pretty bad. It's a fair cop. Alabama sucks. I don't know why I'm defending Alabama, dude. Actually, I take it back. It's a fair cop. Yeah, it is pretty wild. There's pita bread in Alabama.
Alabamians? What do you call them? Alabamas?
Hicks is what you call them.
Oh, Hicks. Okay.
You can call them Hicks. Okay. Rednecks.
Right.
Jackasses.
What was the other one I was thinking about? Like Hoosiers. You know the name?
Hoosiers is what you call people from Indiana.
But why? I know why. Because when they used to, you'll like this one. So when people used to visit back in the day, before technologies and stuff like that, you would say, you'd knock on the door and say, you would knock, you'd text them and they'd say, who's there? So it's Hoosier.
Is that true? Is that truly the origin of that word? That's pretty interesting, actually.
I think it is. I know.
Think it is or you know it is?
I think it is.
So you don't know.
I know.
You don't. You know that you think it is.
I know it's true.
From where?
I read it.
Where?
In a magazine.
What magazine?
In an article.
In an article. You wrote the article.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. What magazine was it?
Us Magazine.
Us Magazine. Yes. Us Weekly or Us Monthly?
It was Weekly.
I don't believe it.
My friend was in Us Magazine.
You have a friend? Surprising.
Only one.
Was it me?
You're not my friend.
Oh! all right. So your friend was in Us Magazine.
It was on a car, like a spring break kind of article.
Okay.
And in that article, they took the
time. Wait, stop. They used to write articles about spring break? Was this before MTV spring break?
There was no MTV.
Wow.
That's right.
Tell me more stories. I love your stories about the olden days.
Olden days.
I like to think back then everybody on spring break had those like long stripy swimsuits and the little the barbershop quartet hats.
No, they at that point they were wearing Speedos.
Speedos. I mean, timeless.
Yes.
We all wear Speedos when we go to the beach, right?
No, I don't.
What?
You don't wear a Speedo, do you?
I do wear a Speedo when I go to the beach.
Really?
Yes. I have nothing to hide.
Okay.
Well, what am I? What? I'm already married. What does it matter?
Well, I mean, you don't get arrested.
You never wear a Speedo at the beach?
I don't own a Speedo. I have a boxer, but I like the boxer brief type bathing suits. I found a Century 21. You can buy they have 5,000 versions of bathing suits you could buy. We're excited.
So swim trunks is what you prefer.
Trunks.
Swim trunks.
That's what I wear when I'm at the boathouse.
Mm.
So
if I wear a Speedo, can I go to the boathouse?
I think you might get laughed away, but you could do it.
Nobody laughs at... Everybody thinks they'll laugh at a man in a Speedo, but when the man in the Speedo shows up, nobody's confident enough to laugh him out of the room. You want to know why? Because they're jealous. They're jealous of a man in a Speedo.
The jelly?
Yeah, the jelly.
The
peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
Because a man in a Speedo, that's a level of confidence that you guys don't have, and that's fine. That's fine.
So when do you come to the boathouse?
When do I come to the boathouse? I'm pretty...
It's a lot of fun. So, Ryan, you came to the boathouse.
Yeah.
You can kayak for free.
I'm back from my break.
Oh, he's back from his break. Union rules, finally. Would you wear a Speedo, Ryan?
I don't know. I don't want to make anyone else feel insecure.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. So we don't have to do that. People fall in the water all the time, but they're king.
Legit, 10-minute warning.
Thank you so much.
Yes. No, so where are we?
You know, I've realized that we've talked for 35 minutes and we haven't introduced ourselves or who we are or what we do or why we're doing this at all.
You said our names.
That's true. That's enough.
What else do I have to know?
What I need to know is, would you eat at a McDonald's?
It doesn't matter. All right, so who are we?
Have you ever eaten at a Taco Bell?
I have.
Have you ever had Baja Blast?
I don't know what that is. It sounds scary. It sounds like a drink.
It is a drink. It's a type of Mountain Dew.
What does that have to do with Taco Bell?
It's the Taco Bell branded Mountain Dew.
Oh, so it's not really Mountain Dew. It's just
it's Mountain Dew, but it's just Mountain Dew that's only sold to Taco Bell. Or I guess sometimes they bottle it now.
Okay. You can buy it in the store instead of bottled water?
You can buy it at the store. Marty doesn't like that I buy bottled water. It upsets him for some reason.
No, you're the one who said you're going to buy a house because of all this. You know?
I'm never going to buy a house because your generation ruined that for me.
How did my generation ruin it for you?
We'll get into that in the next episode. Baja Blast is a type of Mountain Dew.
Yes.
It's delicious.
All right.
Very sugary.
All right. Oh, we're getting back to that again. Okay. Sugary, sweet, horrible foods that are bad for you. Buy 2 slices of pizza so they give you even more sugar and waste. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's our last conversation.
First off, I don't eat a Taco Bell anymore. I realized that I couldn't eat a Taco Bell the last time I tried to eat a Taco Bell.
What happened? No, don't answer.
You know what happens. What happened is what normally happens when people eat a taco.
That's why you go to Maya Taqueria.
I don't eat tacos on this coast.
No, it's not tacos. It's burritos.
I don't eat Mexican food on this coast.
They're California-style burritos.
I'm sure they're not.
And they are. They're really good.
I'm sure they're
not. I've been to California, and I've had them, and they taste the same.
You probably didn't go to the right place.
And there's a couple, and they have the free water. You can get a little cup.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little water, like a dispenser.
Not a machine. Look, New York has a lot of good food. I like the Dominican food here. The Dominican food is very good. Lots of good fried plantain things. That's delicious. When it comes to Mexican food, I don't eat Mexican food in New York. I won't do it.
Not very nice.
I won't do it. I'm sorry. Mexican food in L.A. has ruined me.
Okay.
I tried. I did. I tried to eat Mexican food in New York. It was awful.
Okay.
It was the worst al pastor I've ever had in my life.
Well, you have to come to my taqueria. They have good stuff.
All right, fine. Maybe we'll go after this. I'm starving.
Are you now?
All right, we were talking about burgers in McDonald's for half an hour.
What day is it anyway?
What day is it? Monday. That'll play.
Okay. So we can do my taqueria.
I can't. I need to go home after this, actually.
You just said I need to take you out and you have to lunch, and then you have to go home.
No, I said that I should. We should go out to eat, but I'm not.
You said right after this?
No, I gotta go.
Oh, you get my hopes up and everything.
Go to Maya Taqueria alone.
Okay.
You don't want to go eat tacos with me anyway.
Why not?
Seth's out on me.
It's, I guess Ryan went to the bathroom.
Oh. Yossi comes off break, he goes right to the bathroom.
It's like an All in the Family episode. Flush the toilets.
A reference that I understand.
You understand one of my references.
I understand All in the Family was a TV show?
You know, but they had a bathroom upstairs, and people go upstairs, they ring the bell, and then someone flushes the toilet, they flush the toilet. It's like funny. It's like a natural function.
So is peeing on a fire hydrant.
Not when you laugh at the dog.
Why are the dog's the one doing the natural thing?
Okay. All right.
Dogs peeing on fire hydrants is funny.
Why?
Because that's where dogs are supposed to pee.
It's even funnier when your kid is little and he said, ooh, yellow ice. Must be tastes like ices. Picks it up in the winter.
And then they eat yellow snow.
Exactly.
That is funny.
Yeah, not for the parent who's like grossed out. My child will not live, not be healthy now. Because they'll have this.
Because they touched pee?
Well, he ate the pee.
They he got so angry.
They ate the frozen pee.
Yeah, they ate the frozen pee.
Yes, they did.
And they survived?
We don't know at that moment, but I'm going to assume later they did.
Okay.
They could get a sick stomach or something. Yeah.
Sure. I'm not advocating for children eating piss. I'm advocating that dogs peeing on fire hydrants is funny.
It's just not. Get over it.
You're wrong. You are wrong on this.
No. Flushing a toilet is funny?
Flushing a toilet is funny.
So, like, when your producer leaves, sneaks out, and flushes the toilet, and runs water, apparently washes his hands, though. I could hear that
one. Yeah. So it is funny.
All I did was wash my hands.
I didn't flush the toilet.
I heard a toilet flushing, so that's okay. But, you know.
We could hear it in here. It's at it.
I didn't use the bathroom. I just washed my hands.
Oh, wow.
You washed hands a long time, though.
Sure. Well, let's not get into that. Let's go back to talking about...
about what?
Well, what's your favorite type of bread? I know it's pita, right?
No, it's not pita bread.
What is
rye
it?
Rye bread. Remember that?
Rye bread.
I told you that. And that's probably because no one else might have. Do you want to get a discussion about buying bread? That's an episode that shall never be.
We don't talk about that episode.
Never happened.
That episode never happened.
But we'll talk about the bread another time, though.
Yeah.
Although apparently you have the same kind of bread that I have. So.
Yes, we have the same type of bread. We're not so different, you and I.
What do you feel about that one?
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done. Is there anything you'd like to follow the social medias? We'll be on Instagram.
Really?
TikTok.
How are we going to do that?
I'm going to make an Instagram.
You're going to do that?
Yeah.
You're allowed?
I can make an Instagram. Am I allowed?
I thought you were banned from that, you told me.
No, I'm banned from Tinder.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm banned from Tinder because I made a Tinder profile for Psyduck, the Pokemon.
Oh.
And if you make a Tinder profile for a fictional duck, they get really pissed off, apparently.
Your wife who got upset.
My wife got upset because I made a Tinder profile, and then I was like, hey, I made a Tinder profile. Don't be mad. I made it for Psyduck the Pokemon.
Oh, so let me try to understand this. So you made a Tinder profile.
Yes.
Your wife found out about it.
I told my wife about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want her to find out that I made it. I don't like keeping things from my wife. And I wanted to get ahead of it and be like, hey, I made a Tinder profile for Psyduck the Pokemon. Here it is. Here are all the pictures of Psyduck. You can see me responding to all the messages I'm getting with Psyduck. This Pokemon can only say their name.
I didn't know that.
You're familiar with Pocket Monsters.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I have children.
Yes.
My son was, what's the yellow guy? Pikachu. It's Pikachu.
Big yellow guy. I like calling him the yellow guy, though.
Pikachu, Pikachu.
Ash Ketchum was like, go get him, yellow guy. That was a rough Ash Ketchum impression.
No, but they're horrible. Pikachu, you put them in these little, like little cases and just keep shoving the animals in. It's kind of like in Ghostbusters. Get pushing the ghost in the Ghostbuster thing.
Are you on the ghost side in Ghostbusters?
Well, it's not polite. You're shoving them all in those ghosts.
It's not polite. They're ghosts. Slimer's eating all the hot dogs.
Well,
that's not polite.
Slimer's cool. Oh, by the way, those of you who would like to actually see where the Ghostbusters headquarters was, or is, it's right near a boathouse.
Okay.
You can actually go there.
That's where the firehouse is.
Yeah, those people go take pictures there all the time.
Okay.
Very interesting. They have little Ghostbusters set up front and everything.
So you're worried that it's not polite to suck ghosts up in the big vacuum.
Well, it's not really nice for the people. I mean, now we're back to, like, abusing animals of a kind. You know, it's like simply like dog.
Well, ghosts are being disruptive and haunting and doing ghoulish, haunting.
They're being ghosts! That's all.
Why are you on the ghost side?
Because someone has to defend them.
It's, no, they don't. They're ghosts.
They're ghosts or people or are people or other beings, and it's just not nice to be like that.
It's not nice for them to make all the books fly off the shelf.
Well, they're just...
Or...
They're in a mood. It happens.
You heard it here first. Marty is on the ghost side.
I think ghosts are fine. You know, you have to respect all kinds of living beings.
They're not. Thank you.